I want you to hear Ronald Acuna. We'll be talking about this to start the show because he's going to get an MRI. He said, by the way, no pop. He didn't hear that. And he jogged off last night on his own power. But just concerning, to say the least. And now let's say he's in a good spot. Let's just say it's a strain, right? Great. Chill. Let's let it heal itself or whatever you need to do with the rehab. And there's just no reason to rush him back. Why are you going to rush him back in September, guys? Have you looked at the record? Do you guys know what we're up against? Why are you going to rush him back? You know what I want to see, Mike? Let's see some of these young guys. Maybe we didn't think we were going to get a chance to see. And some of the guys that maybe they wanted to bring up. Bring them up! Let them play.
I mean, you know, 106 games under wraps. So you do the math, guys. You're 15 games in. You got to play like a 900 winning percentage. I mean, it's not plausible. Look, I appreciate a fan who, you know, has optimism and the sun will come up tomorrow and the glass is half full, but this is not that time. You know, this is the real deal. Look, I don't know what you can get for Iglesias. Whatever you can get for Iglesias, goodbye. I know there was some concern about Pierce Johnson because Braves like guys that they can control the money on, and he's relatively, by their standards, affordable. So would you move Pierce Johnson too?
Yes.
Thing is, you're not, and I heard, again, I mentioned Grant on with Andy Rende. You know, saying that, you know, I'd say let the young guys get some experience, but they're not going to throw them to the wolves, as Grant said. So they're just going to bring in. It's funny, Rich Hill just got DFA'd yesterday. We just saw him. He's 45. You know, that could be in our future, because now you're just trying to patch together guys that can eat some innings and let's just get it to the final stretch, and that's it.
Yeah, because the evaluating on next season has already begun. That happened weeks ago, to be honest with you.
And you don't want to have, I mean, I presume that Didier Fuentes, his head is in the right place, and he didn't get spooked by getting lit up like a Christmas tree, you know, in his outings here in the show, and they don't want to do more of that, I presume, with other prospects.
Let me hear, this is Acuna through his translator, Franco, talking about when this actually happened, when he felt like, that felt a little weird.
Yeah, it happened when I scored from first to home on that play, and I think, you know, they're going to examine me tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes.
And that was, again, through his translator. He also said, and Big O, let me hear the next one where he talks about, they told me to take off, but Ronald Acuna is feeling guilty, guys. Kid cried when he got it hurt the second time this last season when he tore his ACL because he felt like he was letting us down. He feels guilty. He wants to play. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I think it definitely got worse today. I told him yesterday, and you know, everyone said, hey, you know, take the day if you want it. You can have the day off. But I've just missed so much time already through injuries. I don't want to miss any more time.
That's a player. Most players. Mike, and we've had this argument ad nauseum about Kirk Cousins with, you know, even Stakey calling it. He wanted to play. They all do. But sometimes a coach, a manager, a general manager has to say, you know what? What is our future with this particular player? And by the way, that's another guy that's under contract for like 3 more years.
Right.
You're just going to ruin another year potentially by running him out there with an Achilles situation?
Because we've seen it. I mean, I don't know. Everybody out there's got a theory. I've seen so much stuff on social media now from men claiming to be orthopedists. You know, but I mean, have we taken the human body as far as it can go? You know, and guys, you know, back in the old days, guys were skinny. They had no musculature, and they smoked cigarettes, and they drank a six-pack after every game. Now these guys are like Greek gods, so many of them. But Ronald has this unique history with tons of injuries. I just don't want to see him go full Mike Trout, because that's where we're heading. So, and we've seen it. You touched on it. Halliburton, everybody else who seemingly has a calf, you know, calf bone. It's a muscle connected to your Achilles muscle. So, yeah, I'm with you, bro. There's nothing to be gained. And I get the Braves' point of view. You know, once school starts, no one's going to start showing up. But, yeah, look at the big picture. You know what? You know, I mean, you see enough money, you still make some loot off the battery. some more concerts in the ballpark.
They're going to continue to do that. There's no doubt about that. A guy hit me up. I think it was Wade. He said, I'm a fan. We all are. He says, I go to about 5 or 8 games a year, guys. He says, my last game was in May. He says, but I'm not going to go back the rest of the year with or without Acuna. And my response to him was, yes, Acuna is a draw, right? Winning, though, is always what gets you in the ballpark. But I was going to games in 15, 16, 17. We went and losing 90 games a year. People were still at the park, okay? This is prior to us moving to Cobb, and people were still at the Ted. So people go to games even when your team is down because Braves fans are Braves fans, and that's what it is. But I just feel like, yeah, if you're saying you're not going because whether Acuna would be out there or not, Mike, the bigger thing is they're losing.
Right.
That's the bigger thing. It's not like Acuña, if he was out there, you know, even if he was having a spectacular year, they're not giving him an MVP on a losing team.
Right.
So I get it. But that's the reason why, Wade, you're not going. It's not whether Acuña's out there or not. But I understand. You're saying, hey, whether they play him or not, that's no deciding factor whether I'm going to spend more money to go to these games. And go 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm going to put him up. See Dukes, the radio shows, Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game.
And, by the way, as we said, we're not telling you not to go to the ball game. I don't want – because you know how things play with this telephone game. You know, somebody will get it back to, like, Derek Schiller. No. We love this team. It's still an amazing game day experience. And you go see Austin Riley and Money Harris, and you hope that Ozzie snaps out of it. And you're certainly going to go down to the ballpark when Strider is pitching.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's just like why has it been such a buzzkill to be a Falcon fan for the last 7 years? Because from, like, Thanksgiving on, none of the games matter. And you and I are sitting there with 45,000 of our best friends at a half-empty Mercedes-Benz. We don't want that. Don't want that at State Farm. Don't want that anywhere. You know, but there's just a reality too. When the kids do go back to school, things sort of pivot a little bit, unless the team is in the middle of the throes of a big pennant race.
No doubt. All right, guys. Speaking of other stories that are going on, and we've been keeping an eye on this, and we're going to get more into it in our fourth and one segment coming up at the top of the hour, 25 minutes from now. But Trey Hendrickson, because remember, we thought that they might try to trade him. And at one point, Mike, Falcon fans were like, because we didn't know where this was going with our edge rush.
Make a play.
Yes. Are we going to try to trade for Trey Hendrickson? He is reported to Bengals camp. So all this means is, this is a good faith gesture. He's there. They can't find him $50,000 a day
right, for
not being there.
Which you don't get back.
You don't get back this time. And he gets to be involved in the meetings and all this stuff. But this is a hold in. And so, really, this is about you not taking more money from me as we continue to hopefully work out a deal, but no deal has been reached. But that's big news because, again, this is what Micah Parsons is doing, right? He's at camp, can't find me, but I know you guys know where we're supposed to be going.
He tells WCPO in Cincinnati that what I'm not going to do is best I can do, avoid being a distraction. I want to help the guys.
Mm. He's a good dude, man. I mean, like, that's the problem. I think Joe
Burrow. There's never an indication he was an I-me dude.
No.
Just trying to get what is rightly his.
Everybody's frustrated with these situations. The Shamar Stewart thing was dumb. Okay. That just was. You're a rookie. We've seen these rookie deals 300 million times. You're trying to do something nobody else has done in the NFL. You're not going to get it. And so make it right. And he signed. And now you get the best pass rusher, believe it or not. Go look at the numbers. Last year led the league in sacks. Mm. And this is a guy. The problem is, Mike, he's 30. And the Steelers were dealing with this too with TJ Watt, but they made the deal short. Gave him his money, but it was short, and they know, okay, by 33, what does T.J. Watt look like? I think the Bengals have to look at it in a similar fashion. But the problem is, man, they paid both of their wide receivers
right, and
their quarterback.
And that's why when you and I was just spitballing, as Carl says, you got room, you make room, you find a way with the cap. All those years, you know, the Saints were always able. We just seem to be the only team that just seemed to run into the brick wall with our being over the cap. But you can always find a way. But it is interesting knowing that we do have skill position guys like Bijan and Drake. That's why we talked about Pitts. So whatever he does, I mean, we're all pulling for that guy too. Just want to see him live up to, as they say, be the best Pitts he can be. But that'll be an interesting financial conundrum at some point for the Falcons.
No doubt. And I hope we get there. I really do. Right. Like, if we are having this conversation, let's just say 2.5 years from now, where we're like, man, how are we going to pay all these guys? Guys, that means we're doing something. Right. That means this team is good. It means we're making runs to the Super Bowl. And I want that. I'd love to have that situation. Hey, man, as we will get into lots of things today, Desmond Walker's going to stop by. And you're going, okay, who's Desmond Walker? Glad you asked. He is a trainer, guys, that trains NFL edge rushers, trains guys around, also college football, but a lot of names that you know, he's kind of the guy behind him, including a couple of Falcons that we'll talk about, and he's going to join us in studio because we want to get some more insight into what these guys potentially are able to do. And I think, Mike, when you talk to guys that work with these players mm-hmm. in the offseason and through, you know, their work building up to the start of camp and certainly the season, you get a different perspective. So Dez is going to come on in the 3 o'clock hour. Looking forward to visiting with him. He's a good dude, man, right here in the A. And, again, you'd be shocked at how many guys come to Atlanta and train in the National Football League, and you'd be like, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Plus, you know, tips on how you pick up women at the gym, too. I'm sure he can help you with that. I mean, these guys, what? Dave's saying.